Title: Exporting Stems for DJ Edits Intermediate, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. Alright, in this lesson we're dialing in a workflow skill that separates I made a tune from I can actually DJ edit this tune fast and make it hit in a set. We're talking exporting stems for drum and bass DJ edits. And not just exporting properly. Phase tight, tempo locked, mix consistent, and with enough headroom so when you start eking, filtering, chopping intros, swapping drops, or building double drop tools, everything still smacks instead of collapsing. By the end, you'll have a DJ edit ready stem pack that you can drag straight into a new Ableton set at bar 1, hit play, and it just works. Let's go. First, quick mindset shift. Stems for DJ edits are not the same as stems for a mix engineer. A mix engineer might want 40 separate files. Every percussion layer, every little synth, every tiny effect. For DJ edits, that's a nightmare. You want functional faders. Think like a DJ. I need drums, bass, music, effects, maybe vocals, and a couple secret weapons like no-kick drums or sub-only. So step 0, decide what you're making. Are you building an extended intro and outro, like 16 to 64 bars for clean mixing? Are you doing a drop swap, like drop on intro B? Are you building double drop tools like drums only, bass only, or no drums sections? Or are you tightening the breakdown, stripping pads and atmos to keep energy up? Your goal decides your stem choices. If you're exporting randomly, you'll end up re-exporting later. So take 10 seconds and choose the purpose. Now step 1. Prep the arrangement for clean stem boundaries. This is huge. Your stems need to line up when imported, every time. I want bar 1 to be the exact start of your export. Even if there's a little silence, that's fine. What matters is consistency. When you drag all stems into a new session, they all start at 1.1.1 and they all hit together. And for DDNB specifically, give yourself DJ handles. That means a clean intro and a clean outro. A common move is 8 or 16 bars of hats and atmos, maybe a filtered break, then a build into the drop. Outro can be 8 or 16 bars, where elements peel away so a DJ can mix out without fighting a full wall of sound. Here's the practical part. In arrangement view, highlight your export range from 1.1.1 to your end marker, something like 129.1.1, whatever matches your arrangement, and make sure important stuff actually ends inside that range. Cymbal tails, reverb swells, last impacts. If they spill past the end, you either extend the export range or you plan your tail strategy. And this is a good moment to choose a tails policy and stick to it. If your goal is DJ edits, I recommend a DJ-friendly policy. Hard stop your main stems at the same bar and put longer decays into a dedicated tails stem, like an effects tails file. That way, when you chop or loop sections, you're not dragging random reverb tails everywhere. If you prefer production-friendly stems, you can allow tails, but then extend the export range by 1 to 4 bars so every stem still ends cleanly. Either way is fine, just don't do it inconsistently. Next, step 2. Organize tracks into export-ready groups. This is where you stop thinking like sound design session chaos and start thinking like DJ faders. Recommended layout: drums, bass, music, effects, and maybe VOX. Inside drums, you might have kick, snare, hats and tops, break elements, drum fills, crashes. Inside bass, sub, mid res or neuro layer, top texture. Music is pads, stabs, leads, atmos. Effects is risers, downlifters, impacts, noise sweeps. Here's the teacher tip: group by function, not by instrument type. Because in an edit session you'll want to mute music to create tension, or pull bass for an 8-bar tease, or slam drums back in. Group stems make that instant, and color coding helps more than people admit. If you make drums red, bass blue, music green, effects purple, vox yellow, and you keep that consistent across songs, your brain navigates faster. When you're building edits under time pressure, that's real. Step 3. Gain staging and headroom. This is critical. Your stems are going to be processed again. In DJ edits, you'll filter, eck, maybe saturate, maybe add new drums, maybe slam into a limiter later. So give your stems room. A safe target is having your master peak around -6 dBFS before export. Not as a strict law, but as a practical, I won't regret this later. Also, do not normalize. Normalizing will destroy the relationship between stems. Suddenly your hat stem might be as loud as your drum bus stem, and when you combine them, it's chaos. Use Ableton utility on groups to trim levels quickly. If you have rogue peaks, you can use a limiter on a group as a safety net, but try not to squash. We're not mastering here. We're making stems that survive editing. Step 4. Choose Premaster Stems versus As Heard Stems. Premaster Stems are the go-to for DJ edits. That means you export without heavy master chain processing. Why? Because when you recombine stems later, the master chain can react differently. A glue compressor or limiter can pump in weird ways because the balance changed slightly. Your snare can feel different. Your drop can feel flatter. So for Premaster Stems, temporarily disable your master chain, especially glue compression, limiters, saturators, broad EQ shaping on the master, but keep group processing if it's part of the sound, like drum bus glue on the drums group, bass saturation on the bass group. That's your tone. As Heard Stems are for quick mashups and swaps when you want the vibe baked in. Just be careful. If you reassemble those stems and then run them into the same master chain again, you can double process. Pro move. Export both. One folder called something like Track Name Stems Premaster, and one called Track Name Stems As Heard. Your future self will thank you. Step 5. Avoid timing and latency surprises. DNB is unforgiving. If your transients shift by a few milliseconds, your snare loses bite. If your bass phase shifts, the low end goes hollow. And parallel processing can make this worse. If you're using heavy latency plugins, especially third-party stuff, consider freezing and flattening those tracks before export. Ableton is usually solid with stock devices, but still watch out for complex racks with parallel chains and certain reverb modes that can introduce latency. For the sub, mono discipline. Put utility on your sub channel and set width to 0%, true mono. And if you have mid layers that accidentally carry sub energy, high pass those mid layers so you're not doubling the low end across multiple stems. Now step 6, create DJ tool stems. Optional, but honestly this is where the magic happens. First tool, drums no kick. Duplicate your drums group, mute the kick inside, and export it as its own stem. This is gold for double drops and layering another kick from a different tune. It also makes edits cleaner when you want to bring in a new kick without clashing. Second tool, sub only. Export just the sub layer. Keep it mono, keep it clean, minimal distortion. In edits, you can swap mid-bass and keep the low end stable, which is how you avoid wrecking a club system. Third tool idea, break tops or amen tops. If you're using breaks, splitting the tops from the weight gives you control. You can keep that jungle energy and texture while swapping kicks and snares. Use EQ8, low stem low passed around 200 to 350 Hz, top stem high passed around that same zone. Adjust by taste, but that ballpark works. One extra detail that saves headaches, microfades. If you're exporting sub-only or no-kick tools, and you might chop them later, add tiny fades on consolidated clips. 2 to 10 milliseconds fade in and out. It removes clicks without changing groove. Now step 7. Export stems the correct way in Ableton. Highlight your export range in arrangement view from 1.1.1 to the end marker you decided. Include tails based on your policy. Then go to File, Export Audio/Video, Rendered Track, All Individual Tracks. That's the common choice, but we're controlling the session so what you get is meaningful. Include return and master effects. For pre-master stems, keep it off. Normalize off. File type WAV. Sample rate, match your project, and for modern DNB, 48K is common. Bit depth 24-bit. Dither off, because you're not finalizing to 16-bit. MP3 off. You can make MP3 references later. Export. Now, step 8, returns. Reverb and delay are where a lot of stem packs go to war with themselves. Here are the three approaches, and I'll tell you what I recommend. Approach 1. Best control. Print returns into their own audio tracks. Create audio tracks named print verb, print delay, maybe print room. Set audio from to the return track, like a reverb. Set monitoring to in. Arm it. Record the full range in arrangement. Now you have dedicated FX stems that you can blend in the edit session without washing everything out. Dry stems stay punchy, and you can add space deliberately. Approach 2, include return and master effects during export. Fast, but risky, because returns can end up effectively baked into multiple stems, and when you recombine, the reverb doubles. Suddenly everything sounds like it's in a cave. Only do this if you know exactly what you're doing and you're not going to rebuild the same return setup later. Approach 3. Commit effects per group by placing reverb on the group itself instead of sends. This can work for As Heard stems, but it's less flexible for editing. For DNB DJ edits, I recommend approach 1. Print your returns. Now step 9. Name your stems like a professional. Your goal is drag and drop. No guessing. A clean naming format includes tempo and key if you know it. Something like 174 DDEM track name drums, then tops, break, bass, music, FX, Vox, Subbinly. Also export a reference master called track name REF. This is your truth file for QC, which brings us to step 10, verification. Don't skip this. Open a new live set. Set the tempo to your track BPM, like 174. Drag in all stems, starting at 1.1.1. Hit play, then a slash B against your reference. Listen for snare alignment. If the snare feels softer or flammy, something shifted. Check bass phase. If the low end suddenly feels hollow or weirdly wider, you've got sub-stereo issues or overlapping low end across stems. Check that effects tails are present if you wanted them. Check overall balance. Pre-master stems might feel slightly different than the mastered reference, but the groove and timing should be locked. If you want to be extra nerdy in the best way, do a quick null-style sanity check by matching levels and flipping phase on one version, but even without that, your ears will tell you if the punch changed. Now, let me add two intermediate workflow upgrades that will save you time forever. First, build a stem print template once. Make a dedicated Ableton template set called something like stem print. In it, you already have groups labeled drums, bass, music, effects, Vox, and you already have print tracks labeled print drums, print bass, print music, print FX, print Vox, plus print verb and print delay. Each print track is set to audio from the corresponding group or return, monitoring in. Ready to record. This turns stem printing into a 2-minute process instead of an hour of routing every time. Second, build a QC lane inside the same project. Make a group called QC. Drop your exported stems back in there, or resample into it. Put a utility on the QC group so you can quickly gain match it to your mix. And throw EQ8 in mid-side mode just to sanity check that your stereo field didn't change unexpectedly. This catches issues before you leave the project and realize later your stems don't rebuild properly. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. Normalize on. Don't. Master limiter left on when exporting pre-master stems. Don't. Not exporting from bar 1. Your stems won't line up. Return reverb duplication. Causes instant washout. Stereo sub. Always a problem in clubs. This audio version is shortened for playback.